Part two, in where we left off last week, regarding the halachos of counting or not counting Jews. Last week, we kind of set up the klalim, the principles, what is allowed, what is not allowed. So what we're going to do now is first we're going to discuss some of the halachos that come out of some of the principles we discussed last week. We'll summarize all of the klalim together of what we need to know about what you can and cannot count and who and when and how and all those things. And then we'll bring it to more contemporary times and discuss the tshuvos that were written in the 70s and 80s in Eretz Yisrael regarding the taking of a census and who agreed, who didn't agree, and what the outcome of that was. So it's clear already from the Gemara that we cited last time about when they count the Kohanim, right, in the Beis HaMikdash to make the pious, to make the lottery, to who see which has which are voted in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara there in Chaf Beis said regarding Kohanim, you can't directly count Jews, even for a mitzvah, right? Even for a mitzvah, you can't go and say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, because that would go violate the whatever the Yisurim are in the Torah, the four psukim in the Navi that we cited last time. The Chida writes in the Ein Zocher, which is one of his many, many Sfarim, the Mareches Mem in Oschav Dalad, he says that there's no problem, even if you're counting only part of Klal Yisrael, even though it seems to say, though, it's Asur Midurabanan, according to the Chida. Meaning, the general Torah principle is you can't count all of the Jewish people to make one large number. It's Asur Midurabanan, according to the Chida, to count part of Klal Yisrael. This is against the Sfas Emes we cited last time, and the Sfas Emes says, no, the other pasuk teaches us, it's Asur, even Midivrei Kabbalah, even from the Navi, to count even a portion of Klal Yisrael. We see this from Shaul, because Shaul used sheep to designate how many people were going out to battle. And we see from there that even in the small amounts of the Jewish people, he used something else and didn't count them directly. This is the understanding of the Tzitz Eliezer in his tshuva about this topic. We'll get back to it again. Also, of Chaim Kanievsky in his Sefer Nachal Eisan, which he has a whole page about these issues as well. Even to count a small amount of Jews, it's usher to count them. Now, Rav Menachem Kasher, the editor of the Torah Shlema, the author of the Torah Shlema, so he has tshuvas called Divrei Menachem in Chelek Aleph and Siman Lamed Vav. He says that the Isser is only on the counter. The prohibition from the Torah is not to be counted, it is to the act of counting, for a Jew to count the Jewish people. However, if you look in the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Zayin, he writes, Kashem Shechal Isser HaMinyan Al HaPoktim Kachu Chal Al HaNifkadim. The Isser, the prohibition of counting, is not only on the counter, but also the ones being counted as well. Meaning, if you know that a Jew is coming to count you, you cannot put yourself in that situation to be counted. This will be practical at the end as well, regarding the census and other issues that come up. This pin of Tzitz Eliezer is important that it has to be reconciled with. Now, the Nafkamina, besides the census and things like that, would also, if a non-Jew is counting, let's say you were in a room and sometimes in YU, for example, by finals and exams, so they bring in an outside firm to take care of the testing and to proctoring and things like that to make sure nobody's cheating and walking up and down and getting everybody seated. So let's say you have a non-Jew running a session and it's all Jews and they're trying to figure out how many people. So according to Tzitz Eliezer, even if a non-Jew is counting you, you cannot be counted.
How do you see it from that?
What?
You might think it's only a Jew. You think, unless it's more, you know more than I do. Just from the words quoted here, you can say, "Kishem shachal yisur haminyan al pikudim kachal nifkadim." If you're going to count for a Jew, you can't help let a Jew, do count you.
No, in the more expansive language, he says, summarize the point. So if the Pri Chadash and Siman Nun Hein or Achayim, he clearly says that one shouldn't even count Jews for a minyan. Yishli zar milim nos. As Yisrael, legulgolos, lerosim, yesh minyan olo, daminim, perak beza yuma, even to count for a minyan, you're not allowed to count. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes, in Tuf Vav Gimel, that he brings this halacha, tzrichin izar shal limnos es anashim legulosim, ladaim yesh minyan, ki asr limnos es Yisrael legulgolos, sam afilu dvar mitzvah, even for a mitzvah, then he brings the pasuk, v'yishma shal asa'am, v'yifkam basalim, v'nogim minosim, b'amir asapasuk, Hoshia es Hamecha. We quoted a different pasuk last time from Rashi in the Sefer Ora, and the pasuk Rashi brings. The pasuk Vanibro Chasacha. Rashi uses that pasuk, but the source of the minhag to count Hoshia es Hamecha is from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, which I guess must have been the minhag in Hungary in the years before to use that pasuk. as well.
Doesn't you know she called one, add two? I mean, it doesn't matter if you call one, two, it under the would also be usher. Well, she had the mech, this purpose is one for ten. Why does it help?
Because I'm simply...
Was Easter counting numbers like the Chodesh every Shana Ru?
Yeah, so the issue is on the numbers, right? We mentioned last time that if you use a Davar Acher, if you count something else, not exactly the person itself, so then something like that. Or even some people do Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Hamotzi Lachem Min Haaretz. That also has 10 words. So the whatever it is, this whatever the minhag is to use these different types of psukim. We also mentioned in the past that you can only use you're allowed to use machshava. If as long as you don't enunciate the counts or you don't use your fingers, that's also fine as well, as long as you don't use dibur. This is the opinion of the Chesed Avram and the Yafel Alev. If you look at Rav Chaim Pelagi in his Kaf Chaim in Simon Yud Gimel, so he says lo yimna hamin legogola so b'lashon laz. You can't use English, Hebrew, whatever it is. Below b'shar l'shono serafil b'lashon hakodesh ela ba'umdin b'machshava l'mar einav. You can use your machshava, you can simply count there and be quiet, not do anything, and that would be fine to take account. Below ya romez besvosav. Now, sometimes when we count, when we do things in our head, we have a tendency to keep track with our fingers. He says, don't use your fingers, because if you use your fingers, then you're undermining the whole idea of counting with your machshava, your thoughts as well. The Tzitz Eliezer discusses this in the Shuva also. Now, the Mishnah Uziel, Tzitz Eliezer discuss having elections. Right, if you go to have an election, so they're going to count how many people vote in the election, right? So is that a problem as well? So they allow counting in the elections. Look at the Tzitz Eliezer here. He says, "Suras haminyan she'orchem bebechiros klalios lemedina uleir lemosos." They have elections for the country, a city, an institution. Shonim mutzer gam alibas achsam sof mekam vekam etamim. He says, based on a lot of the reasons he brought, it's allowed because you're not really, you're using for something else, or counting the ballots, all different types of heterim that Tzitz Eliezer allows in this case for elections. So you're allowed to vote without any issues over there. Let's ask one more question on this as well, which is a very interesting question, and that's based on a very big issue, which is a Mishnah in Shabbos and Kufman Chesam and Beis. The Gemara in Shabbos, so the Mishnah there says, Mona Adam Es Orchav, you're allowed to count how many guests you have, yes, paparosav befiv, and how many servings of something you're going to need for the meal, of a lo min haksav, but not from a guest list. This is another issue of Hilchot Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not supposed to read shtari hadyotza. You're not supposed to read non-kedusha, Torah types of things on Shabbos. This is a gzeir derabanan, that's either because it's not from the spirit of Shabbos, or because you might come to write. And there's a whole discussion about this thing as well. When I was in yeshiva in the Mir, so they would, on Arab Shabbos, they would always clear all the signboards before Shabbos, that there shouldn't be any things for looking for apartments or advertising stuff. This, you shouldn't read Shtar Hegotos, secular types of things on Shabbos. That is not our discussion for right now. What we want to talk about is the first part of the Mishnah, where it says, you're allowed to count how many people are going to be at the meal, so you know how many to serve. This would seem to go against our rule of not counting Jews. So if you look at the Mishnah B'Tei Uziel, Rav Uziel, so he says, we see from here that it's mutter to count orally, even on Shabbos, during the week, since it's needed to prepare for guests. He says, Mona Adam Orchav Mipiv, Avalo Mitoch Haksav. Hare de mutter limnos bepiv, Afilu B'Shabbos Avachol Gam B'Ksav, Yishim Shutzorach Hachanas Orchosav. What are you doing? You're counting from the ksav, you're counting from a list that you have. Bivadai dominion mipiv eno lefia gogos, elefia makomos, yeshivosein, elefia manos. When you're counting, you're not counting how many people. What you do is you go and they're counting how many seats are at the table. That's fine. You're counting how many plates of gefilte fish you need. How many people are going to have soup? You're counting bowls of soup, plates of gefilte fish. You're not counting people, says the Mishnah to Uziel, and that's why, in that case, it is not an issue whatsoever, and you're also, it's a davar acher, for a tzorech, for a need, you don't want anybody to get the wrong thing. You're going to have ruined Shabbos, you know, somebody's upset, they wanted onion soup, not chicken soup, whatever it was. So, it's a davar, it's for a tzorech, it's for a real need. And the same approach is found in a series of letters between the Chsam Sofer and Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov. They're letters that we only had until about 50 years ago, between Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov, the Talmud of the Gra, who led the first aliyah of the Talmudim of the Gra to Eretz Yisrael, and the Chsam Sofer back in Pressburg. They wrote letters to each other. The letters were first published in the Sefer HaYovel, in the book in honor of Rav Binyamin Menashe Levine. Rav Binyamin Menashe Levine was the editor of the Otzar HaGaonim. He took all of the writings of the Gaonim that nobody were learning because they were inaccessible and they were scattered all over their books, and he took all the writings of the Gaonim and he put them in the order of Shas. So if you want to know what the Gaonim say on this daf in Gittin, you can open up the Otzar Gaonim and I'll tell you there. So on his Sefer HaYovel, in his 50th year of work, they made a book of his honor. And in there, they published these manuscript letters that we didn't have before, between Rav Yisrael Mishklov and Lechsam Sofer. The letters were published in the Kovitz Shuvas Lechsam Sofer that we quoted from before. And they also say this as well, that this Gemishna in Shabbos is that it's talking about counting things. You're not counting people, you're counting place settings, food, whatever it may be. And Ravad Yosefes Shuvas as well, and other people discuss this. Indeed. Now, in the above Shuvah of Sam Sofer, he asks a very important question. Look at this. He says, "Mikol makom tzarech la'ayin mali mona hagufim o eshkalim v'atzlayim mikol shekein hatzvos." He says, whatever you're counting, right? You're counting sheep or fingers or place settings, whatever it is you're counting. You're counting a dover acha, right? Not the person himself. Halaho kol chad shadim minyanim. He says, who are we fooling here? I count 10 plates of gefilte fish. What does that mean? There's 10 Jews. You're playing a game. Right? What's the difference here? At the end of the day, you know the count of people there are, says the Chassam Sofer. So what's going on here? The Kirah, the Pasuk in Hosea says, Kamar lo yisaper. I have his number. At the end of the day, I have the number by counting whatever it is. Ulufinias daiti lomar kevan di miyarbo yimad echad shakal otala oim lo yotzi etzba o yotzi beiz v'li yargu shamamona harinus balbo min lo nanem misparam. Says the Chassam Sofer. Once you're one step removed, there's always the possibility of error that goes up a little bit more. If I'm counting 10 people, so the margin of error is less because I see what I'm dealing with right in front of me. But if I'm counting things, says the Chassam Sofer, and I'm once removed from the number I need to know, and I'm a step away, that raises the margin of error ever so slightly more. Because maybe somebody stepped out, a person is missing a finger, the sheep ran away, gefilte fish got switched, whatever it is. There's a possibility that we're relying on a chazaka. My assumption is that the things I'm counting match the amount of Jews that there are. I hope that the reality in front of me is actually the case. And through this, once I prove, I know the amount of people. Because I'm one step removed, and I'm relying on a chazaka, that everything is matching up, he says, this is okay then, says the Chassam Sofer. This is his explanation of the idea of a davar achar. Why does it work? Because it takes a step away, and it raises the possibility of messing up ever so slightly, that it's not 100% the case. A very interesting approach from the Chassam Sofer, right? Mikol makom inu bevadai mamish. Now, let's summarize everything we did up until now between this year and the last, and then we'll turn to the census itself. Now, we said, it's usher to count Jews, even for a dvar mitzvah, even if it's for getting a certain number, like a lottery. You can count something else besides the person if it's for a tzorech, for a need, right? But if it's not for a reason, you can't even count something else, right? We said that if you're just counting stam because you want to have a number, you can't even count fingers or anything else like that. It's usher even for a portion of Klal Yisrael. Thinking, we said, is allowed. Writing is not allowed. There's a machlokus regarding children, or if it's with goyim are included as well. And there's also a question as to whether it's usher to count or also be counted. And there's also a question as to what is considered a need. And it's also usher to count the deceased. Now, with those pieces of information in mind, let's turn to the Israeli census. How do they take a census in Eretz Yisrael? I don't know what the rules are. We know in America every 10 years. I don't know what the rules are in Eretz Yisrael. But in the 70s, the 80s, I think the next one is 2020, they're going to take accounts of Jewish people, which seems to be the big issue. So what are the heterim? Who objected? Who supported it? Let's dive into that right away. Now, this people discuss this, and a number of people have sfeikos. I'm unclear about how a person could look at the sugya and have a suffix. It seems to be either yes or either no. There's a tshuvas, the Beis Avi, in Cherevdal Kuf Pei Gimel, Rav Yitzhak Isaac Libus, who was a Rav in America. So he has a big tzarachian, if you can participate in the census. And I don't know. I'm not sure why there's such a big sarachian. It seems to be either very clear mutter or very clear asar. Now, I'm not the first person to talk about the census. Rabbi Bleich has a piece in his book, Contemporary Authentic Problems. He writes about it. There was articles in all the Torah journals in Eretz Yisrael, in Noam, and the Sefer Shana B'Shana. Roshal Yisraeli had an article about this, and Rabbi Mordechai Zaks, the son-in-law of Yaakov Moshe Charlap, has a piece in the Torah HaMedina, and all different types of postums wrote about this. So I'm simply going to take all of their work and add some other things that they didn't speak about, and condense it into the yays and the nays. So,
is there only a problem if you count everybody? If you would do a probabilistic situation?
You took like a small number, then you extrapolated with statistics?
I'm just wondering,
would certainly raise, if you follow the chida, that it knocks it down to the derabanan, then I guess you'd have more room to work with there to be lenient.
Don't you have to count? I'm saying, I thought the principal that I heard, you have to count everybody. Like, I can't look at this and say I have, let's say, five people here, and then I obviously have twice that.
Oh, yeah, I think that would be, I don't think that would, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Okay, now let's go to the postman who said it was usher to participate in the census. There were letters written in Eretz Yisrael in 1972 from the stipler, saying that it was usher to participate in the census. They came to you, they came to your door, or they sent you a letter. I don't know how they did it back then. You cannot answer, he said. This letter is published in the Orchas Rabbeinu Chela Gimel on page Sadi Aleph, and he writes, you have it over here, Chav Zayin Iyar Tafshin Lamed Beis, Leheir Lev Hatzibur, I need to tell the Jewish people, B'yamim HaKrovim Omdin L'Seder Monim Shimnas Yisrael, in a few days, they're going to count the Jewish people, B'yishizar Shalda Anos Lehem Klum, don't answer them. That would probably be a very awkward moment at the door when the guy comes to the door to ask you and you just stand there blank. Tell them that it's Asr. It might be a Torah prohibition. And the Rambam and the Ramban and Tosis Rid. Even if you're counting something else, if it's not necessary. And that's the key. Is this census necessary or not? And the stipler felt it was not. Sofer in the name of the Sam Sofer as well, and he says there's an issue of sakana because of the plague that could come from counting Jewish people, chas v'shalom. But Nizar Tabul Abrach, and one who's careful to not participate in the census of 1972, 1973, will be given many, many blessings. A similar approach is that we find letters in the Kisvei Kilos Yaakov and Shabbos and Simon and Vav, the Karyana de Gard, so the disciples' letters in the Chelak Aleph and letter Reish Mem Dalad to Rav Yonah Mertzbach. Rav Yonah Mertzbach was the Rosh Yeshiva in Kol Torah, so he has a letter to him as well. And in this letter he writes that he finds the reasons of those who are lenient to be problematic and not very strong. In the Derech Sicha, which has the stories from Chaim Kanievsky, so it records there that the stipler so much was against this that he sent his son, Rechaim Kievsky, to his Rosh Yeshiva. Rechaim Kievsky learned by Reuven Katz, who was Rosh Yeshiva in Petah Tikva. So he asked him to go to Rosh Yeshiva and try to influence the people in Petah Tikva to not participate in the census. That's how strong he was against this participation. Rosh Shach in the Mechtav and Mamarim as well, against it as well, Michael Gimel, he felt it was usher. The Tzitz Eliezer, who was certainly of the moderate post-Kuhn Eretz Yisrael, one of the more moderate, and he felt it was usher as well in this very long Shuvah Chel Zion. Well, you don't... It's not illegal to not participate in the census.
It is. Yes, it is.
If you don't respond to the census, against the law?
Yep.
Really? Yep. Oh, really? I don't know. I don't know what the rule in Eretz Yisrael is. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know if it's the same rule. I don't know.
They'll come to you. Theoretically, since you they'll come many times to... Yeah, they watch you the first time, but it's definitely under. It's illegal
now. Okay, great. I don't know what the rule is in Israel. So, I don't know what he would say over there. There's a whole issue about Dina Medina in Eretz Yisrael. That's a different discussion for another time. We quote the Tzitz Eliezer. He says it's usher to participate. He's very, very concerned about the sakana issue. That's really the Tzitz Eliezer's biggest issue. He's very, very nervous and concerned about the plague and what happens to David HaMelech, and that's why he feels very strongly about it. The Piskei Din of the Badas, which was printed in Noam, the journal Noam in Tafshin Lamed Gimel in 1973, it records that Diane Weiss and Rav Moshe Arye Freund and the rest of the basin were against it, and Rav Moshe Sternbach and the Tshuvas and Bahanagos and the Chelak Gimel and Simon Shin Pei Zayin also said it was us. I think those poskim are, we could clearly see how they would normally be aligned. We're talking from the definitely of the more right, Poskim in Eretz Yisrael, who are not always supportive of the state. The Tzitzel-Yezer is probably the biggest anomaly to that group who said it was Aser. Let's turn to the Mekilim, who said that you could participate. And that, the first and foremost, is the Mishpatei Uziel, Rav Uziel, who writes in Chelek Dalad. And I'm not going to go through what he says over here because it's a lot of the points we already raised. So Rav Uziel, and he says that it's mutter because it's litzorech, it's necessary. And we raised this last time. You need to know numbers for economics and political reasons and safety reasons and all different types of things that help the state function. He said this is a number we need to know. And also they're counting the davar achad, they're counting the paper that you hand back. They're not counting the number itself. And this is the opinion of the Sri Yesh, Rav Chaim Yaakov Weinberg, Chelek Beis, in Simen Mem Ches. And Rav Aaron Felder records in his Rishume Aaron Chelek Aleph in Yeridea Kuft HaZayin that Rav Moshe Feinstein also felt as well that it's not a problem participating in the census in Israel. This is also the Shita of the Maisim Nisim, Rav Yitzhak Nisim in Chelek Beis and Reish Sari Beis. He's even more lenient. He doesn't even require a paper. He writes, I don't have it here on the sheets, but he writes, Nira de Yachal Lispor Al Yedei Shekol Echad Yerim Yado. You can just raise your hand. You can line the Gemara Yuma. They get to the door and they ask you how many people are here, and everyone in your house raises your hand, and they count the amount of hands, and that's perfectly fine as well. The Dvar Yoshua of Yeshua Ehrenberg and Chelek Dalad, he allowed it, and he says that Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld and Reuven Bengis had no problem being counted by the British mandate when they took a census at that time. This goes back to the question of the Nafkamina, is it usher to count or to only be counted, and other poskim as well, Rav Menachem Kusher and Rav Yashiv and Rav Karelitz and Rav Unterman all wrote that it's perfectly fine to participate in the census, and the Shevet HaLevi Rav Uzner in Chelek Tess and Chelek Vav, he had the other things we saw the last time. He says that as long as there's non-Jews mixed in with the counting, you're not just counting the Bnei Yisrael, and it's mutter according to him. He is Adas Yachid, he is unique in that understanding, but at the end of the day, he matters it as well, because it's not just counting Bnei Yisrael. It's also the opinion of Avad Yosef in the Abiyah Omer and Chelek Yud and Choshe Mishpatzim and Beis, and he adds, on top of everything we said, that it's Litzorech and you're counting sheets and you're counting Jews and non-Jews, he says, who's counting at the end of the day? The computer's counting. You take the sheets, you run it through the computer, and the computer spits out the number. No Jew is specifically counting. It's all done by computers, not an actual person. And when the count is taking place, and it's from a roster of names, it's no different, says Rav Adja, than taking a roster in school and seeing how many people are in the class, right? You look through the class list, and there's 20 kids in the class, so you know there's 20 Jews in the class because you see 20 names. What's the difference over here? You have a list of everyone in the country, and you know how many people there are. I didn't count. The computer did all the work, and it gave me a list to work from. The Yalkut Yosef, he says this as well, that you're counting a portion of Klal Yisrael according to the Chidah, and knocks it down to the Siddur Rabbanan. So for all of these reasons combined, they allowed it, and this was certainly the opinion of Rov Poskim, that one can participate in the census, you can count in the census, and all these things are perfectly okay according to the majority of Poskim. I just want to end with something I clipped out from the Ated. In the Ated, every week, so they ask a question. There's a Rav in Eretz Yisrael who asks questions to Poskim in Eretz Yisrael that people send in, and he writes their response. So I think people he usually asks are Rav Zalman Nechemiah Goldberg, Rav Shlomo Zalman's son-in-law, and Rav Shlomo Zalman's son, Rav Israel Orbach. So this is a question from the Ted Parshas B'chukosai last year. So they ask the following question. Rosh HaNikra is a collection of caves accessible by cable car near the sea on the border of Eretz Yisrael in Lebanon. I was on a tour there in Chol HaMoed, and the people who run the tours were counting each person who entered to determine the price for the entire group. So they want to know, can I go into the cable car? Because they're going to count me when I go into the car. Is that a tzorech, that I'm allowed to walk into the cable car? So Zalman Nechemiah Goldberg wrote back as follows. He said, I do not believe that you need to worry about lifnei iver in such a case. The prohibition is applicable if one puts something forbidden into the hands of someone else so that he can transgress, such as putting a cup of wine into the hands of a nazir. Since one is handing him something that is forbidden for him to consume, it constitutes lifnei iver. It is not considered lifnei iver to do something that causes another person on his own volition to do a forbidden act. For this reason, Rabbi Shule Diskin ruled that one may hold a demonstration on Shabbos against Chilul Shabbos, even though this causes people to call the police. Right? This is a big discussion in Eretz Yisrael. If I go out to protest on Shabbos and I make a big hafganah, what's going to happen? The police are going... What? We spoke about Meiron, right? We go to Meiron, Erev Shabbos, it's going to cause the police to come out. So they said, what's going to be... So they said over there, I'm going to go out and, you know, they're going to call the police to come and protect me. So he said in the same vein, there's no issur for you to go enter Rosh HaNikra since you didn't ask them to count you. The person at the gate did so on his own accord. He's counting. I'm just going. I, it doesn't benefit me if he counts.
It's impossible because you can't get into without paying. Unless you choose to pay individually and you want to go buy the blueprint, they have to count for you.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to say pay individually so everyone's going to count...
Good. So not everybody agrees to the Maril Diskin, which is part of the issue of the Erev Shabbos thing going up to Meiron. So he's going in this one approach. Writes Rav Israel Orbach, in addition to what my brother-in-law, Rav Goldberg, said about why Lifnei Iver doesn't apply in this case, there's another reason to be leaning here. The Issur to count Jews applies primarily to counting the entire Jewish people, as was the case in the times of David HaMelech, as opposed to counting a group of Jews who just happened to get together for the sake of Tiyul. What's the question? We don't paskin that way, right? We don't paskin that if you count a portion of Klal Yisrael, it's fine. So Parshas Naso, that year, a few weeks later, there was a follow-up question on Rav Israel Orbach. How did he say that it's okay because it's only a portion of Klal Yisrael? So Rav Israel Orbach responded, and he said, in a previous tshuva regarding entering Rosh HaNikra, when being counted, I responded that the issur to count Jews applies primarily to counting the entire Jewish people, as was the case in the times of David HaMelech, as opposed to counting a group of Jews who just happened to get together for the sake of a tiyul. As you point out, the minhag is definitely not to count Jews at any time. My intention in that tshuva was that in a case of need, like entering Rosh HaNikra, one does not need to worry about causing a Jew to count other Jews for the reason that we listed in the tshuva. But in other circumstances, one should certainly not count other Jews. So he wanted to use it as a sniff lahakel in this case, but not on its own alone. So we've covered the issues of counting the Jewish people. We see that there really are a lot of leniencies at the end of the day. There are many ways to get around it. You just have to be conscious of what you're doing, like most mitzvos and most aspects of Avodas Hashem. If you are aware of what's going on and you know the rules, you can apply them. And in most cases, you can figure out a way to get a number of the people that you want, whether counting something else or using a pasuk or whatever it is. And this way, we can keep the Torah in its most proper way and keep sakana from Klal Yisrael.